What's good, world? It's your boy Mastermind Mind, and this is another weekday drop, man. This is the June part one of the Summer's Game Fest. Listen, man, before we begin this show, I want y'all to be sure to follow me everywhere, Master23Mind, Mastermind RGTV on YouTube, and the IG gaming page, Mastermind RGTV, Real Gamer on all platforms. Listen, man, it's gonna be a short show, it's gonna be a good one. I had to come right in here and jump into it, man. So we got the Summer Game Fest going on. It's over with by the time you hear this podcast, but we're going to talk about a couple things that we've been kind of looking into, man. Xbox done an amazing job. PlayStation Showcase, shout out to the homie Q. Y'all seen we was on, we did the live reaction of the PlayStation Showcase event. Dope. Go check that previous podcast out, but I'm going to be talking a little bit about the PlayStation, also with Xbox, and Call of Duty also. But this is part one of this episode. I'm gonna come back with the homie Q for part two, and we're gonna be deep diving into the Xbox showcase event. He did a live reaction of Xbox, so we're gonna be deep diving into that. But I had to come in here and drop a part one for y'all, man. So listen, so first of all, rumors that we're getting GoldenEye 007 GoldenEye for Xbox, folks. Now, they announced this at the West Name, but it's just rumors and everything floating around the internet. So we will be getting GoldenEye pretty soon from Xbox. Don't know exactly when or however that's going to work out, but just the mere fact that it's in the air, I'm excited for it. We got the Capcom showcase coming up also. By the time you hear this podcast, it'll probably be premiering right when this podcast is dropping, but we got the Capcom showcase coming up. I'm pretty excited for that because they're going to be showing more Resident Evil 4 and probably some more of the Street Fighter graphics, because the graphics engine they're using for Street Fighter 6 is something kind of new. So they'll probably be showcasing off that graphics engine, and that's probably the same graphics engine they're going to use for Resident Evil 4, maybe. But pretty excited for Capcom Showcase to hear what they got to say and what they got to premiere and pop on our brains, man. I just can't wait, man. But listen, man, not too much about this Xbox show, but I got to come in and speak about this, man. So listen, me and the homie, we was like, yo, you know, we're trying our best to stay PlayStation diehard fans, but yo, Xbox is making it hard, yo, man, because think about it. You get all these great games. You don't get to own them, of course, but you get all these great games for, you know, for the price, for a down put of $1, basically. You know, they obviously give you like a month free or 3 months free for a dollar, and then after that is basically the ultimate pass is like 14, 15 bucks or whatnot. It's basically a Netflix subscription fee. So I'm like, yo, Flight Simulator, I gotta play it, yo. Gotta play it. Amazing graphics. Game look dope. You can fly around places, and it's a game you gotta play, especially if you like to travel. Horizon Motorsports, yo, that game on the Xbox Showcase. Oh man, I have to look at that game again in 4K to really see the beauty in it, of it all. But that game, oh man, gorgeous. Gives Gran Turismo a run for its money. And Gran Turismo, let's tie into Gran Turismo, talking about Horizon for a second. Gran Turismo on PlayStation, look, I thought it was gonna be the thing of the year, the car game of the year. Oh man, was I wrong about that one. Now Gran Turismo still looked good on PlayStation, but I just thought that I'm always putting games up to this high bar and having high hopes for them, even if they might not even go near that. But the fact that Gran Turismo has, you know, so much pull in the car industry, because they got all these older cars and licensed cars through Gran Turismo, you know what I'm saying? I looked at that like, yo, y'all already plugged in with all these dealerships, and this is the type, there's so much opportunity in this day and age in the gaming and the technology space, you know what I'm saying, blockchain and all that, you can tie into a game like Gran Turismo and it'd be perfect, you know what I'm saying. But Gran Turismo dropped the ball on so many things. They're so strict on a lot of things, and I think a car game like this, motorsports, you know what I'm saying, coming out for Xbox, like, yo, it looks, I can't say it looks better, but the graphics is up there with it. It's not so strict, you know what I'm saying. I don't think they'll be using, you know what I'm saying, blockchain technology or anything, but just the mere fact that the opportunity is still there. But for a game like this with Xbox, they give you a little more options in the car game, you know what I'm saying? Gran Turismo, you don't have a lot of options, a lot of other game modes to really play. Like Gran Turismo is like super strict. You gotta have driver license and all that. For a game like this, you really just kind of just drive and enjoy driving the game, you know? So it's not an actual driving simulation, but Gran Turismo is a driving simulation. So, you know, definitely two different car games, but I just wish PlayStation would have a car game just like this that's more open and look just as good as Gran Turismo or, you know, Horizon and whatnot. So I'm a little disappointed on PlayStation end because PlayStation need a great car game, man, that's more open. And Xbox got it. They got it. And with that being said, you know, you got all these great games. You got Game Pass pretty much at the tip of your fingertips. When Xbox said they're going to get rid of consoles, this is basically what they was pretty much talking about. Because with the Xbox Game Pass, you don't need a console. All you really need is basically a computer or cloud. You can, you know, play it on your mobile device or play it on your computer. And the good thing is, with a lot of computers, if you have an HDMI port, hook it directly up to your television, you know what I'm saying? And two, with the Xbox controller, two, the thing is, you don't have to have like a beefed up gaming computer to run these games. With the Xbox Cloud, it'll basically emulate the computer almost like an emulator or whatnot, you know. So, and it's basically like game streaming, so you don't necessarily need the bulk power for a gaming PC or anything, but to have top tier graphics, of course PC is going to be where it's going to be at, you know what I'm saying, when you're not streaming it but it's directly on PC. Of course, this is where the graphics, top tier graphics, are going to be at. But yo, this Xbox Game Pass looking like a dude, man, you know. And I think is at first, you know, when it first came out, you know, a lot of people were saying that, you know, it wasn't so great when it first came out. Of course, a lot of things are not really, you know, great when it first dropped, but you know, got to give it some time. So now is Xbox time. Obviously it's doing something good because developers are still, you know, showcasing their games for Game Pass. We're getting a lot of day ones on Game Pass, and I think what's making Game Pass do so great is the mere fact that we're not just getting no indie games, we're not just getting low roster games, we're getting like day one triple title games on day one. Halo, for example, you know what I'm saying? So those are like the top three games I want to play. Halo, Horizon, and Flight Simulator. Those top two games. I'm download, play, scream that, give me that. So pretty excited, man. Like they doing their thing with Bethesda. Starfield, I'm trying to look at the list of the things they showed. Like I said, I won't go too deep into it because me and the homie Q, we're gonna come back, tap back in for part two of the episode, this episode. So we got the Starfield, yo, amazing, freaking amazing. Redfall looked really, really, really fun to play. It was some other stuff I got on my board over here. Actually, I'm gonna come back to that because Xbox is a little bit more important right now. But High on Life looked a little like what? But for the mere fact it's on Game Pass, like Overwatch 2, we got coming soon, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, Microsoft got this Flight Simulator 40th Anniversary Edition. That's gonna be on Game Pass. You know, now keep in mind, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, it will not be on Game Pass. So let's just dive into it for a quick second. So you got other games. I think they're not going to put that one on Game Pass because PlayStation is doing something exclusive. Like, I think they get the DLC packs or something first with PlayStation, but the next Call of Duty, oh boy, you best believe 2024 Call of Duty, because they're going to take a break. The 2024 Call of Duty, that's going to be the one that's going to be on Game Pass. Best believe that, because you know they cut the deal with Activision, whatever, but they still got to operate off the normal contract years before. So that's not going to really take place until probably 2023, 2024, whatnot. You got Fallout got something new dropping, and of course it's on Game Pass. The Gotham Knights, that's on Xbox, but it's not on Game Pass or whatnot. So I'm looking at Halo Infinite Season 3 on Game Pass, Arc 2 on Game Pass. Like, that's dope, you know. Let me see what else I seen on here. That was pretty dope. Starfield, like, yo, Redfall, those two games are gonna be on Game Pass. The Diablo 4, I thought it was gonna be on Game Pass, but it's actually gonna be available for PlayStation, and it's gonna be crossplay. Also, they're talking about like cross cross data or something like that. I forgot what you call it at the moment. Xbox did a pretty good job, man. They did a pretty good job. They got so many games. League of Legends is gonna be on Xbox Game Pass. They got so many games dropping, and with this event that they showed, you know, they pretty much showed you for the next 12 months of what, you know, what you get to play and what's coming up next. And for the mere fact that we're getting so many games on Xbox, even Minecraft got something new coming, you know. We're getting so many Xbox games, and you got to think about it. These guys, they got all these studios. You best believe they better be dropping all these games, and they can't drop them back to back because they're going to be competing with themselves. But they got a list of just catalogs of games that they're going to be just dropping. You know what I'm saying? So that's good to see, and it's healthy competition for the gaming industry, man. We didn't see anything from Nintendo from Summer Game Fest. I'm pretty sure that, you know, people that actually went to Summer Game Fest probably got a little more information than us, you know, screamers back home or whatnot. But, you know, I want to see more from Nintendo, because I see Xbox dropping all these classics. They got so many games in the making, so many games in the work. And not to mention, yo, they bring in Hideo Kojima along. Part two, y'all. Y'all gotta stay tuned for part two, man. When I get the homie Q in here, man, because yo, if they get a game that's better than Death Stranded, and Hideo Kojima was like, yo, you know, this is a game that I always wanted to make, and you know, it sounds like it may be an exclusive, folks. If Hideo Kojima drop a game better than Death Stranded on Xbox and it's an exclusive, yo, you best believe I'm signing up for a Game Pass. I'm probably gonna do it anyway. Honestly, I was at the checkout. I got the Xbox Game Pass in my cart right now as I speak, folks. I'm telling you, I'm about to switch over to Xbox, man. But hopefully, I don't think it's gonna be exclusive. I think it'll be exclusive for like 1 year and then come over to PC or PlayStation, something like that. So, you know, it's exciting to see, man. But I think they kind of cut the rumors of Hideo Kojima being exclusive only for PlayStation now, so that kind of kills those rumors or whatnot. Keep your eyes open for Overwatch 2 Overwatch 2 PvP will be free to play when the game launches on October the 4th. So real quick, tie this up real fast, because I gotta hurry up and jump on the league, got the squad wait. So real quick. So you got esports popping up really, really, you know what I'm saying, really, really big. And Overwatch 2 dropping, PvP will be free to play. Listen, free to play games are doing very well. And it's in-game purchases was driving these games, and esports is what's driving these games to be the top tier thing. Like Overwatch 1 was pretty dope. And, you know, obviously that was doing a lot of league esports stuff. So Overwatch 2 dropping it by it being free to play, another opportunity to where if once the gaming industry switch over to these in-game purchases being content from us, the gamers, being able to sell these in-game purchases like NFTs or whatnot, pay to play, you know, that's gonna be tied into that market of gaming. And when gaming make that complete switch, not just from the PC but to the console, a tidal wave of greatness of gaming and gamers is gonna come, just flooding the market. Because once that happened, and for the mere fact it's tied into esports, you know what I'm saying, that's gonna be dope. And the more free-to-play games you can make, and to create an in-game ecosystem that we can utilize, you know what I'm saying, and the game still is free. Oh man, it's gonna be dope. It makes you think, like, how does the developers and all these other guys get paid? That's talks for another podcast. You know what I'm saying? Because that's a rabbit hole and a deep dive breakdown of different things. But I say all this to say that free-to-play games will continue to be the number one thing. Look at what Fortnite did. Look at what Rogue Company, free-to-play. Look at Apex Legend, free-to-play. You got Overwatch 2 now, free-to-play. You got Warzone, Call of Duty, but a branch off, like spin-off, open world Call of Duty tied to like Fortnite. So you see the free-to-play games has already been the run and the go-to of doing, but you know what I'm saying? Once it hit that line to where we get into the in-game purchases with these games and play to earn, oh baby, it's gonna be big, you hear me? Esports is going to get bigger and bigger from here, from this point on. I think that all esports leagues and teams, anyone that's trying to get a esports organizations, whatnot, you guys have to pay attention and be aware of this free-to-play earn market and get your players over there. If you got a couple people that play Apex Legends, you got a couple people that play Warzone, you got a couple people to play this, even in these games, it's not big in esports, but if you can carve out like these free-to-play games and games is already popping off, it's already in esports or different modes that's in these games, carve out a lane to where you can get a team to create like its own little jump, like perfect example, Zombies, like they had the Zombies Championship. They have that every year or so. So let's say the next Call of Duty, perfect example. I'm going to paint you a picture for a second. Modern Warfare 2, if it comes out with a survival mode and it's more broad, like open survival, you can really create a carve out your own like esports like type local tournament events type deal. It'd be huge. It'd be really huge. So I think team developers or whatnot kind of need to pay attention to a lot of these things, because the more you pay attention to these things and you have gamers that's already hardcore gaming around this area, you can really make some things shake, especially when it ties into the play to earn and in-game currencies, and it gives you the opportunity of the in-game ecosystem or whatnot. So I think those things come into play. Gaming is like the perfect puzzle pieces are now lining up, and once all of them get connected, it's gonna be dope. But who's gonna be the winner at the end of the tunnel? I think it's gonna be Xbox. Mere fact is because of Xbox Game Pass. Now PlayStation you know, plus new services that's dropping, it's gonna need some time to kind of work its way through. Now they approaching it from a different perspective because they got classics of like PS1, 2, 3, Vita and those things. That's gonna be cool and all, but their day ones are not gonna be with these services. Meanwhile, Xbox Game Pass, that's capability also, but their day ones, most of their day ones will be available for Xbox Game Pass. That's clearly difference between, you know, Xbox and PlayStation, particular services, subscription fees that they have to offer. And now we got Xbox and the Samsung televisions. Yo, what are you doing, PlayStation? I spoke about this before on the previous episode of the podcast when I was like, yo, PlayStation should have kept their TV services. They could have easily bundled the TV services and PlayStation new services, which you could play these backwards capability games in all Sony televisions. You're already making the Sony televisions, bundle that with this, with that, perfect. Google Stadia already did their thing, bundling it with these things because, you know, Google is built into a lot of the Sony TVs. You can play Stadia on a lot of these TVs already, but keep your eyes open for Apple. Apple TV is already about to take over the market. They already got blockbuster movies over there, and also they're getting to the gaming space. Apple AR headset is going to be something you want to keep your eye on, because if they do it right and they do it right and they create this metaverse pay to earn or some type of payment plan ecosystem, NFTs and all that, integrating that into the ecosystem, yo, it's gonna be perfect. As I speak right now, crypto is not doing so well, but anytime, you know, the market is going down or whatever, this is not financial advice, but anytime the market is looking like that, you know, it's actually a good time to kind of pick up something because everything is on sale, everything is red. But with that being said, you know, I think it's a great opportunity for new gaming platforms or new games or whatever to hop onto these different blockchains and begin to start building while the price is down, you know, because if you can build the ecosystem in your game and have that game to really pop off and do numbers, I think it's a great opportunity for all gamers and even the developers and the gaming industry all together. But Xbox looking like they're taking the crown, man, because it's Xbox Game Pass, Starfield, oh man, beautiful. Just know that part two of this episode, I just want to deep dive a little bit into that, but part two of this episode will be coming up sometime tomorrow, sometime this week. Y'all stay tuned for more. Capcom Showcase, keep your eyes open for that. Resident Evil 4, oh baby, I can't wait for it, can't wait for it. Shout out to Prodigy Esports, the team, and Gunfire. Yeah, Gunfire running on Avalanche blockchain. Pretty fun game, man. I'll be beta testing some more of that. But y'all stay tuned for more. Follow me, Master23Mind, on all platforms. Real Gamer on all platforms. Shout out to the homie Q. We finna get on some Call of Duty Cold War League. Be sure to follow me on Twitch, Master23Mind. And Mastermind RGTV on IG and all platforms in the gaming space. We finna go ahead and rock out, folks. Part two coming up next. Stay tuned for more. Peace. Game on, people. Good world, it's your boy Mastermind Mind, and this is another special drop. Got the home corn in the building. This, we're going to be deep diving and talking about some Xbox Showcase and this Capcom Showcase. Man, I'm going to have to cut to the right to the chase. This Resident Evil 4, man. Hey, man, this is what I've been waiting for right here. I know you didn't see me in the chat earlier, man, but bro, this is what I've been waiting for. They're bringing back the third person point of view, and the graphics is amazing. This is what I was waiting for. And the whole third person view with the other Resident Evil that was first person that I was annoyed by, and for the fact that now it is in third person view. Oh, yo, I'm downloading Resident Evil 3 PS5 version right now. Like, yo, this is what I've been waiting for. Yeah.
I gotta play the remakes of 2 and 3. Good.
Oh man, they amazing. They amazing. Do you remember the old ones?
The last one I played was the one right before Village. Biohazard.
The one right before Village.
Yeah, that Biohazard.
Yeah. You're talking about 7. Yeah. Yeah. What you think about that one? Because you know before it was first person point of view, and you know now they bringing back the over the shoulder camera third person view. How you feel about that? Like, was you a big fan of first person view?
I'm a big fan of like first person shooters, but when it comes to like shit, that's survival horror and shit. I need that third person.
I need that third person to know where I'm
getting the tech from.
Yeah, but you know what's weird is, you know, Call of Duty zombies. We're gonna come back to Call of Duty, but Call of Duty zombies first person. So what if Call of Duty was to take that third person view of zombies? Would you play Call of Duty zombies in third person?
That it'll be dope. But it's like I'm used to that because that's how it's always been. You know, it's like the mechanic. It's the differences in zombies. You take the mechanics of Resident Evil zombies and put them, you know, Call of Duty type shit. That shit gonna be just hella easy. But like, if you would have put Call of Duty zombies in a Resident Evil game, Resident Evil probably be an unbeatable ass game.
Yeah, true. The zombies are definitely different. And
it's like COD zombies is on a whole different level.
Yeah, So I seen on Resident Evil 4, they showcasing, they said they was gonna come back to the guy. One of like the main characters in the game was the little monster dude. They said they was gonna come back to him or whatnot, but that big dude, we know he's gonna be there. There's another guy.
You're talking about the Resident Evil.
Yeah, Resident Evil 4. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
I thought you were talking about the Monster Hunter game. Oh yeah, they was like, yeah, it is supposed to be. They said it was like it's just they bringing back beefed up bosses and shit.
So tell me a little more. Let's dive in right into Monster Hunter, because when I seen Resident Evil 4, I was like, man, screw everything else. This is what I had to watch that shit 3 times. This what I'm here to see right here. So break down that Monster Hunter. I seen it. It looked pretty good, but man, like I said, when I seen Resident Evil, I was like, oh man, what else?
Oh yeah, I don't really know too much about it. I ain't ever played it, but I've seen a whole bunch of, you know, different type of gameplay. Personally, I never played it. Not that I, you know, probably wouldn't. I've been playing some shit. You can craft shit. I guess you get to like do multiplayer type shit on monster bosses and all that shit. It's like you know how Destiny is or whatever, as far as the multiplayer shit go and all that. I think you can do little monster raids and all that stuff. I don't know if you can catch the monster or tame the monster that you beat, like the big motherfuckers. I know it's some of them you ride on and all that.
Yeah. A fun fact is T.I. is playing in the Monster Hunter movie when it drops. I'm not sure when they drop in the movie, but T.I. will be in the Monster Hunter movie.
Nigga, that bitch came out.
Oh, it already out? Okay, I just know that was crazy.
About a year old now.
Okay. I just know it was kind of crazy.
T.I. That shit was weird as fuck. I'm like, I bet this nigga T.I. don't know shit about what the fuck going on. This nigga probably don't know what Monster Hunter is.
Right.
Somebody dropped the script in front of this nigga one day. He was like, hey.
You know what? I give it a shot. You know, that's, I thought that was pretty crazy, but yeah, Monster Hunter is definitely something that's been popping off in the gaming industry. You know, it's pretty big as a game, and you know, a lot of these games are starting to go towards the movie. So, hey, I'm all with that. You know what I'm saying? Hey, look at what Uncharted did. You know, with the movie, see, they did a good job with the movie or whatnot. You know, so to see a Monster Hunter movie,
I didn't watch it because I've never played an Uncharted game.
Oh man, it's gorgeous, man. Gorgeous. The Last of Us TV show coming out on HBO. If they make it anything like the game, that's gonna be amazing. You got Forbidden West even finna get ready to drop. Huh?
No, I say yeah. I saw that.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, you know, even Forbidden West talking about dropping some a TV show or whatnot, that's gonna be pretty interesting. If we get a God.
Oh wait, I didn't hear about that. Horizon,
yeah,
dropping.
Man, PlayStation ain't playing with them, man. They plan on dropping God of War, Horizon.
And that's why Sony might as well make a fucking streaming service,
right? PC game. See, I broke this down. See, this is dope because this is part two of the podcast. On part one, I spoke about how PlayStation should have kept their PlayStation services, like with the PlayStation TV they had. Sony is already making it. Why not go?
They still got that shit, don't they?
Nope. They canceled it. They canceled the PlayStation service. Positive. They canceled this shit.
Hold on, let me check my game library. Cause I used to have that shit, man. It was like having cable.
Yep. They shut it down. And see, the thing is, they shit. Now today, they just dropped the new PlayStation Game Pass situation. We're gonna dive a little bit into that too. A little bit later on, but they should have kept the PlayStation TV with this new PlayStation little pass they got and just bundle it all into Sony televisions. That's what they should have did, because now you got Xbox bundling in with the Samsung TV.
The PlayStation View?
Yeah. They should have put that in the Sony TV. It is no longer existing.
You can still download.
No, that shit shut down. That shit shut down. Can't do the PS5.
Well,
that's what it
matters. They need to take it off.
Nah, yeah, download it and look at the color of the icon. They should have bundled that with Sony TVs, man, because what Xbox is doing with Game Pass and what they're doing with the Samsung TVs is going to be crazy. You know what I'm saying? We got a little bit. Well, they ain't really show more, but they showed going back time into the Capcom showcase. They showed a lot of the like Street Fighter stuff, different Street Fighter collectors or whatnot. Red Earth, that was one Street Fighter. Street Fighter 2. A lot of those classic joints, man, for them to bundle that together, like little collections. It's always cool to see those collections, but I feel like they show it off like every year or so. Like we're always getting some type of new Street Fighter arcade, they're bringing it back out type deal.
See, but the crazy thing about that is all that shit is them same little bundle games that's in fucking Dollar General and shit.
Yeah. The fighting collection, yeah. To my pre-order.
The little controller shit they be having in fucking Walmart and shit. They got 50 games on that bitch. 50 Sega games, 50 Super Nintendo games and all that shit.
But you know, they're just trying to hype up the new Street Fighter 6 that's about to drop. We got a little of that. Yeah. They ain't showing a little bit more. I'm trying to think. Honestly, the Resident Evil was the biggest thing that got my attention. Resident Evil 4, I was excited to hear about that. Resident Evil 2 and 3 upgrade for PS5. That's freaking amazing. I got mine downloading right now, but I can't wait to see.
Yeah, that weird ass fucking Exo Prime. That shit look crazy and stupid in the
motherfucker. Yeah, I want to see a little bit more. I didn't quite understand that one, but you know, I wanted.
Yeah, that shit was stupid. The whole time I was looking at that bitch, I was like, what the fuck is this shit?
Yeah, I'm definitely interested to see more what they gonna show about it. Look like they brought up
Xbox killed the game. Xbox killed.
Now let's dive right to Xbox. Cause see, they did their damn thing, man. They did. What was one game that kind of stood out for you with the Xbox show?
Nigga, Starfield. Period.
Period. Now. For the mere fact that that's like open world, you get a jetpack, like, yo.
Nigga, that shit ain't open world. That shit is open galaxy. That shit is open universe. Nigga, this is all I've been wanting in open world games. I can leave a planet, go to another planet. Not only can I leave a planet, that planet that I'm leaving, I can search every nick and cranny of that motherfucker from top to bottom.
Yeah.
Go to another planet, do the same shit. Go to another galaxy and do the same shit.
Yeah.
And that shit on some Halo type shit and just every other thing.
Yeah.
It's good graphics.
Like combat system look pretty good. Graphics look amazing. It may be something. Now one thing I will say kind of had me a little worried. The world looked a little empty, but of course, because they didn't show too much, but I'm worried to the fact that like Death Stranded, a beautiful game, but the game was too empty. And I hope that a game like Starfield be dope, but put things in the world to where it won't be repetitive and it won't be empty. If they get that right, oh man, and continue to add like content to the game like throughout the year, kind of like No Man's Sky, man, listen, you talking about game of the year. I think that's going to be in the category of game of the year. That's going to be
No Man's Sky too.
Yeah, No Man's Sky, and they did, the IGN threw up a comparisons side by side, and yo, it's looking just alike. Not graphic wise, but like gameplay type.
Gameplay wise,
yeah. It's looking just alike.
Well, I think I also was checking out that Wolong. That little action game.
Yeah. Didn't they say it's not Ninja Gaiden and who else? Something like that.
But that's what I thought it was. I thought it was going to be, it was that. Or like,
Onimitsu
some shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
PlayStation 2. Old ass.
Yeah. Now let me see. Now I'm a tell me a little more about Xbox. Let me bring up a picture of some of this PlayStation stuff that they offer. You go to PlayStation stuff. Cause we gotta dive.
Did you see the Hot Wheels sports?
Oh man, Taylor, give me your thoughts on it. I kind of spoke about it a little bit on part one of the show. You give me your thoughts.
I mean, for one, Forza has completely knocked Gran Turismo out the fucking.
Yes, sir. Knocked it off
years ago. Gran Turismo used to be the A game race. Forza came out. Shit changed. Shit changed. They changed the fucking game. But yeah, they had a new one on there. And then another trailer came on. This bitch had life size fucking Hot Wheels transmission.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Man, listen, that motorsport.
I used to love Hot Wheels.
I'm more excited for the motorsport. Their graphics look good. But yeah, the Hot Wheels look dope too.
Oh yeah, them graphics are stupid.
Man, why? I don't here get the damn Game Pass. Game Pass looking like that where it's gonna be at, man.
The Minecraft Legend, it looked the way the story was going made it look intriguing, but I just don't fuck with Minecraft.
I see every time
it's like Diablo. Like I'd love to fuck with Diablo, but I can't do the overhead down looking on
the screen. Yeah, I feel the same way about Diablo. I think he got the potential to, you know what I'm saying, of course, be a dope game, but you know, not every game
is. That shit was like if they went on and made the way that they make the fucking game trailers.
Yeah.
Like, goddamn. That's the same shit that get me about World of Warcraft 2. The game trailers be fine as fuck, man. You get to the fucking game and that shit look crazy than the motherfucker.
It'd be like the camera over the top, like the old Grand Theft Auto. Like, no, this is not signed up for.
No, this is you false advertise. Like, no. I don't want this shit.
This ain't it right here, Cap. Yeah. I kinda hate that. Yeah, I kinda hate that, man. Because you know, if they make these games like we be seeing on the trailer, like, yo, man, it'll do better, man. It'll do better. Like, I don't see why they, you know what I'm saying? I don't see why they, I mean, I know the genre of people is there. You know what I'm saying? People that like majority of the gamers in their community like the camera, how it's set up or whatnot. I think it's just us that's coming, you know, from the outside. We're wanting to get in, wishing it was playing in our play style we prefer. But if they make it like the trailers, man, like we'd be seeing, like, bro, it's next level, man. And I think they need to do that.
Yeah, because, you know, a lot of shit like Diablo and like shit like fucking, Elder Scrolls and all that shit, you know, that shit started on PC. Mm-hmm. And then they started putting that shit to console. So motherfuckers that you know is PC players, that's who keeping the games alive and all that shit. Yeah. But it's like the niggas who use the consoles, you know, it's like if you gonna make the shit for, you know, a different type of system, like make it for the different type of system.
Yeah.
Put that shit in a legit third person fucking, you know, game environment.
Yeah, and
where
that's
you
why
you can do that shit in the damn game trailer.
Yeah, and you know, some of these games they use like with the engines and whatnot. That's why you got some exclusive, you know, PlayStation, Xbox, whatever. Not saying they can't bring the game over, but I think some games that, you know, those AAA titles and those exclusive are just made for the system. That's why if they was to bring it out for another system, it'll take some time to kind of redo because of the gaming engine. Like PlayStation got some proprietary gaming engines that they only use for PlayStation games. Just like, you know, Unreal Engine is a real popular gaming engine, but it's more universal. Same thing with Xbox. They got some in-house game engines that PlayStation can't just snatch up the game and go, you know, put it on their platform and whatnot. But I said to say that, you know, with Xbox Game Pass, going back into what you just said, with tying it in with PCs being basically holding down a community of gaming, but now with Xbox Game Pass, you pretty much don't need a console or really a PC. I mean, because it's all streaming to where you can play it from your phone. You can hook the controller to your phones now. A lot of, especially if you have a high power phone, but most of these phones is coming out now are already ready, you know, gaming ready. And, you know, even if you have a pretty, you still have a pretty, some type of decent PC, at least an i5, mid-range, you can play some of these amazing looking games by just streaming with Xbox Game Pass. And that, you know, when Xbox brought up the conversation years ago about eliminating consoles or eliminating the competition between consoles and whatnot, saying they're not going to be no more console wars because we're going to take it over. We're going to change the game. Well, and I think they was talking about this, where we're living in now, Game Pass, because you can literally just, I mean, for $15 a month, I can play, let's say, boom, this Resident Evil. Let's say Resident Evil, even though it's not on Game Pass, I can't really use this one. Let's just use another game. We'll just say Resident Evil for the sake of understanding right now. Let's say a Resident Evil drop, you know, it's coming out PlayStation and Xbox. It's dropping on day one for, Xbox Game Pass. Boom, for $15 a month that I'm already paying, I can be able to play an exciting game like Resident Evil, you know what I'm saying, as soon as it come out, boom. Versus if I got a PlayStation and I'm sticking with just PlayStation, I have to pay $59 or $60, whatever the price is. You know what I'm saying? But I get to own the game. It's me. You know what I'm saying? But with Game Pass, shit, if I plan on beating this game within a month, shit, I'm going to go ahead and pay my next $15, you know what I'm saying, so I can snatch up the next, because it goes by every month. It changes out. You know what I'm saying? So you get the opportunity to play some AAA title games, you know, at a cheap price on Xbox platform. And I think, yo, it's freaking magic, yo. So, I mean, Xbox Game Pass is a winner, man, but that's where PlayStation new services come into play, to where they got to capitalize, like, yo, we got all these backwards capability with PS2, you know, PS1, you can play this stuff now. That's the difference between, you know, with the PlayStation services and whatnot. But you can't play day one AAA title. Like, when the new God of War come out, it's not going to be it's not going to be on the PlayStation Pass. We're going to call it the PlayStation Pass right now. It's not going to be on that PlayStation Pass.
You talking about the new Plus shit?
Yeah. The new God of War is not going to be day one. You're not going to get a lot of day one AAA
title
for PlayStation. But Xbox, they're doing it. Like, for another example, Halo. When Halo dropped, it was on Game Pass. Halo is Xbox's biggest game. You know what I'm saying?
I don't see how they doing that shit, though. Because it's like, yeah, what's the difference between the fucking premium?
That's the difference right there is, you know, the catalogs of games. One second, I had it pulled up. I shared it on IG, but that's essentially the difference in it. You know what I'm saying? The catalogs of games and whatnot. Let's go to Twitter fast. What's your, how you feel about the other games, like Redfall on doing the Xbox show while I pull up this PlayStation menu real fast? We losing your service. Yeah, we can hear you now. Yep. I think we lost.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Okay, yeah. Oh man, Redfall look like goddamn. It look like it's on some Left 4 Dead type shit, but like, look like it's some aliens in them motherfuckers. Look crazy ass. Like, I don't want to call them zombies because they don't look like zombies.
Yeah.
I guess they vampire.
Some type of vampires or something.
Or something. But it look, I mean, this shit look dope. It look like a, what's that game? Like a Borderlands type.
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit like.
Like, it's got some, like, Call of Duty zombie esque type about it.
Yeah.
Fight the little elite type ghouls or whatever. You get
so
lost and
you gotta defend them. So I pulled up the list real fast. I pulled up the PlayStation list real fast. So we got premium, extra, and essential. So with the premium one, basically you get all the benefits. Classic catalog, game trials, and cloud streaming. I think that's like the top three. And besides all the other stuff it includes, exclusive discounts, game help, monthly games, PlayStation Plus collection, cloud storage, online multiplayer, share play, and exclusive content. So that's the premium. Let's see, the extra, PlayStation Plus extra, you only get the game catalog with that one. But the other stuff that comes with it also, monthly games, PlayStation Plus collection, cloud storage, online multiplayer.
So I'm saying, so what's the game catalog?
The game catalog is the PlayStation Now. You remember the PlayStation Now catalog?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So they basically merge in PlayStation Now and PlayStation Plus together. And the essential, that one is the monthly games, online multiplayer. That's the one we normally get. That's now not.
Yeah, I ain't know all of that. I was thinking it's just like they adding, you know, other shit to other tiers to, you know, different shit or whatever. Like, I didn't know they was, you know, gonna merge the PlayStation Plus shit with PlayStation Now.
I was tired. But you don't get the catalogs of games. You get the same thing what we're getting now. So, I mean, if you want the game catalog and not all the other shit, that one you want to go with the extra. That's $100 for 12 months. I suggest go to 12 months, honestly. Because you don't want to be cut off in the middle of the year playing some games and you be in the middle of a fucking boss fight, 12 o'clock at night, server shut down because you ain't renew your service.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure already.
The premium one you want to go with, because that includes the classic catalog. Now that's the one that later on the services, PS1, PS2, PS3 games, all those gonna come down and play with that. And it has the game trial. So when a new God of War do drop, you get to play a trial of it. You know what I'm saying? But you won't be able to play the full game. But you'll be able to play, you know how they used to have back in the day, game trials and stuff, the demos, like long demos. So that's gonna be, you know, that's gonna be pretty dope. They still have that every now and then, but I think this is gonna be a little bit exclusive to where those AAA title games, you get to actually try them before you buy them. And the cloud streaming basically to where you can play your PlayStation games on your mobile device or on your PC, kind of like Xbox Game Pass. But see, that's the unique difference right there. PlayStation is more focused on just PlayStation games. Xbox is more focused on Xbox and outside of games is not in, that's not an Xbox exclusive. So I think Xbox is still the best value for the bang, more bang for your buck. But if you're a PlayStation enthusiast and you just have to have it, this is definitely going to be the one, especially if you want those PlayStation classics. They know what they're doing, man. They know what they're doing, but Xbox Game Pass still win for the sake of value, I say. But given everything...
I'm definitely on that, yeah. That shit.
They took
the cake the other day.
So, Xbox?
Xbox, yeah.
Yeah, they did a good job with the show.
They definitely showed up and showed out.
You gotta
especially
see. You
got fucking Redfall.
Huh?
Nah, I said especially with fucking Redfall. I mean, not Redfall, but Starfield.
Yeah. And the rumors that I know before the show, rumors they were saying that they had pushed it back. was like, yo, for real? Like, I'm pushing his back. I hope not. I'm trying to look at the video now to see like what was the release date for. I think it's coming out next year, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think that's what they said.
Yeah. Hopefully we don't get any type of delays.
I highly doubt they're just doing all this year.
Yeah, it was another game. I'm on the video right now. It was another game that looked pretty dope on Xbox 2. Was it the Plague Tales? Can't remember the name of it.
Oh, yeah. That's what it was, a Plague Tale.
Plague Tales?
That game about.
Yeah, I know the graphics looked really good on it. The Diablo looked really good. I'm just a little bit about the, you know, the, we talked about before, the camera and whatnot. There was another one. Of course, Horizon, like that, man. I got to get a Game Pass just to play that. That's another one. You know what? Rumors also, they're working on a GoldenEye. We know they're working on Perfect Dark. I was hoping they was going to show, you know, that at least. But they didn't. But we know they're in the works of it, so it's good to know.
Okay, that. I don't have extra. I have to send.
Ooh, oh, yeah.
So essential is the bottom tier. Okay. So they took your shit and they, when they switched over and they dropped it down.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's pretty much the one we're paying for now. You know what I'm saying? $49 for a year, PlayStation Plus. And since it just went into play today, like they just dropped it today, you know, we can upgrade to the premium for a cheaper price. I think they said for like $20. If you pay now, it's like $20. I actually may hop on that because it's definitely a good value because I want to play some of the classic games. This is what pisses me off. I have a lot of these classic games. Q, you know, I got a lot of these classic games already on disc. You know,
yeah.
When it come to homebrewing and stuff, when I put a PlayStation disc, a whole game in it, it didn't give me no crazy noise. So I'm hoping that with the services, it's sending out some type of firmware update to where, you know, we can play with our disc. Rumors that, really, really low rumors that that may be possible. That may be possible in the future. But, you know, you got to work the kinks out a lot of this stuff. But if they do that, that's going to be another advantage over Xbox because, you know, Xbox is also trying to get away from disc. You know, that's with the whole thing with Xbox S and then with the whole cloud streaming and whatnot. So, and they don't, to my understanding, I don't think they can, but shit, chat later on, goddamn, fact check me if you want to. But I don't think they can, but you can't play the Xbox disc. Like you have the disc game on Xbox, but it has to be digital. But if PlayStation allow us to do that years to come later on down the road, that'd be a plus. Because I feel like a lot of people, not just me, but still have a lot of these great PlayStation games, still, you know, a physical copy of it. So I think that'd be really dope. I'm a little pumped, man. Not pumped, but a little disappointed because we ain't heard it from Nintendo yet. What's your takes on Nintendo, man?
Man, Nintendo. When and if Nintendo says anything, the first thing I need to hear is in Breath of the Wild 2 coming out.
Yep. Yep. Now you know they
didn't put out four, too bad. Four other goddamn Pokemon games, and they still adding right. Shit to those.
All right. Same. You know they what's that? No, oh, you go ahead. What you? Oh shit! Bit of a little delay here. They pushed Breath of the Wild 2 back.
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah. And you know why, right?
No, what happened?
Because the Switch console cannot handle Breath of the Wild 2. And once they, when PlayStation dropped Forbidden West, that's when they pushed it back. They was like, wait a minute, we're gonna have to rethink this strategy because this game looked too gorgeous. And two, like I said, the hardware can't handle. You're running on old 2016 hardware, trying to run a 2022/2023 game before they pushed it back. You know, that's not going to work out, especially if you're talking about giving us a new experience or broadening our world of the Legend of Zelda game. If you're going to make that world bigger, then guess what? That requires more tech, more megabytes and all this stuff for the game. That old hardware ain't going to be able to handle it. And if you're going to push everybody to go with this semi-upgrade, this Nintendo Switch Pro, and the hardware sucking it too, that's still not going to work. So due to hardware limitations, guess what they got to do? Hold that game and continue to work on it and wait till we get something new about, hey, we got some new hardware dropping. So that put the fire on Nintendo ass. Hey, what's your new console looking like? Because they can do, you know, the whole cross-platform to where, because they did it before, they did it with the last Legend of Zelda, to where you can drop Breath of the Wild on both consoles. But that takes it back to the point I just made, to where they already came out and said, due to hardware limitations and, you know, this game being much more bigger, and for us to have a new experience, you're gonna have to give us new hardware. That, man. So the question is, the big horse and the elephant in the room, when will we hear about this new Nintendo console? And when we do hear some about it, is it going to be something that can keep up with the juggernauts that's in the room? Because they're already talking about PS5 Pro, the Xbox X Pro, that's already in talks. Even though PS5 show 8K on the freaking box, and TVs is not even 8K is not even a normal thing. So I don't think market wise that ain't gonna be a great idea. But they saying is in, you know, the thoughts is out there, but I don't think it'll be a good market strategy for them to even do that, because a lot of people still don't even have a PlayStation 5. It's still hard to get, and plus you're dealing with chip.
The only ones they got available now are the bundle ones.
Yeah. So and with the whole chip shortage and everything, you know, that's gonna be something that ain't gonna work out too well, man.
I don't know, man. Like I said, I'm probably just gonna bite down one day and just go and spend me a stack on a bundle one.
Hey, real quick, man, can you give us a breakdown of your PlayStation games to go to? Let me run and get these bags. Go ahead.
You said PlayStation games to do what now?
Give us a little rundown about your PlayStation games, what you're excited for, to, you know, to hear more about PlayStation dropping for the rest of 2022.
Oh shit, I need another I'm waiting on Sucker Punch to come on with this Ghost of Tsushima 2. I know they got that. Yeah. Some gotta pick up from Jin's story. And then I think it's that new Last of Us supposed to be getting made, something like that. Fucking Days Gone 2. Waiting on that. Oh man, like a lot of open world shit. And that, I don't know, man. It's like Sony only have certain good exclusives that I'm waiting on them to get done with. But as far as, you know, games coming out on Sony or whatever, I'm really interested in whatever the fuck Ubisoft about. Whatever they about to do, they about to do some big shit. They just make deals left and right.
Oh, look back at it. So let me ask you, hope it wasn't cutting y'all for a quick sec. Let me ask you, we're back in the middle of this. Call of Duty, the new Call of Duty trailer. What's your opinion? What's your thoughts on it?
Baby. The Call of Duty, what now?
What's your opinion on the Call of Duty? We got some gameplay.
The MW2?
Yeah.
Maybe I ain't seen. shit.
Yeah, Modern Warfare 2.
Oh yeah, I seen the gameplay of that shit, and I was just, it reminded me of the old school, you found it.
Uh-huh.
No, not the old one, the, what was that one? I can't remember what it was. The mission that they showed when they was fucking on the damn ship. I'm trying to remember which one that had something like, it was a mission like that where you had to like stop the nuke from being launched or some shit.
Yeah, I know which one you're talking about. I can't.
Yeah,
you were right.
Yeah.
Uh huh. And they say like the this new water engine that they working with. I did see the difference in that, like how water, the action reactions of the water and whatnot. Yo, the graphics look gorgeous on here. We know we're getting a story.
Oh yeah, as usual.
Yeah,
yeah, so it ain't gonna be no zombies. They
yeah,
said that.
Yeah. Modern Warfare used, but don't even do the zombies.
But
they may have survival.
I think they doing that because they supposedly, what I heard, is they're supposed to be making a full-on zombie card.
Which, oh yeah, right.
A complete zombie
yeah.
game.
Yeah.
Call of Duty. That's what they're supposed to be working on.
And see, if they do that, like a Chronicles 2, I know I think that was mentioned on the internet before. And see if they do that.
No, I think Chronicles 2 is going to be like a side project.
Oh, okay. I was going to say,
if they do that,
they're going to have to make it to, not like this new zombie experience they've been giving us. They're going to have to take it back to the classic zombie experience, but still keep the features that we're able to, utilize with the zombies.
I mean, I wouldn't mind some Infinite Warfare shit on there.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm saying like for
at least gun-wise.
Yeah, especially gun-wise, yeah. But like the last zombies that dropped, what's the last one that dropped? This last one.
Vanguard.
Dropped. Yeah, Vanguard. Like the Vanguard.
Like weak ass Vanguard.
Not too many people liked it, that zombie. So, I think if they do some type of zombie standalone game, it's gonna have to be based and really touched on from the older Call of Duty zombies that got them in here in the first place.
Well, yeah, they need to just pick up where Cold War is I forgot her name. The protagonist
for
zombies, goddamn.
Oh, the zombie times. You saying the zombie stories? They need to keep the zombie story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They need to just keep on with the Richtofen and shit, man.
Yeah.
Bring back
Richtofen. Yeah, that would be dope. So let me ask you, because I'm looking at the Call of Duty now. And the way that this story mode, yo, this is gonna be this graphics look real good. So, what if you're able to play like co-play on the story mode? Because you could
a co-op campaign in Call of Duty.
Yeah, which Call of Duty you can do that on? I could have sworn that. And probably,
yeah, you did. Yeah, it was Modern Warfare.
Was it Modern Warfare? Ooh, yeah. They may bring that back then, because think about it. The one of the things they've been kind of really putting emphasis on is team. So by them putting the emphasis on team,
that's just obvious, because it's a military based game. So obviously, yeah.
Right.
Everything is team based. Like you need to be able to count on the motherfucker next to you.
Yeah, but see, with this, like the approach they're taking with this one, I liked, like with so many different commercials. You know what I'm saying? And like they got the ghost character in here, so each person on your team has to, specialize in something or whatnot to kind of, help the team out. But you have to work together. So I can see a survival mode with the new Modern Warfare being to where they can utilize their co-play and for the team structure. If you, man, if they do that right, yo, a team structure in a survival mode would be the next go-to mode. And it's something, yo, that'd be dope. That'd be real dope. Because think about it, the survival mode back in the day with the old Modern Warfare, those were some pretty good, you know what I'm saying? Some pretty good game modes. And I think, Call of Duty is taking a break after this one, unless they decide to change their mind in 2023. But that the next Call of Duty, they're taking a break from it. So with Modern Warfare 2, they're gonna have to come with it, you know. And when I say come with it, we need all type of game modes. We need some game modes. We need the content. Like, we're still getting content for Cold War. If they take that break off, I need them to focus on League. Is you're looking at one of the biggest esports games. You know what I'm saying? So I need you to focus on League and not just Warzone. I need you to focus on your other game modes, like survival mode. Or if you have any other game modes that's coming along, put some time and focus into them and drop content for us and not just Warzone. Because I feel like Warzone gets so much freaking attention, but it's like, yo,
I'm sick. I don't play this shit. I'm sick.
All the attention.
New fucking update.
Right. Yeah. And I feel like if they was to put that focus on zombies.
Y'all give these niggas these free-to-play games. Yeah, they give these free to play games, and then want to put in they little in game buy shit.
Yeah, but see, no, that's another big thing they can kind of capitalize for, is tying it to the blockchain. So do that, you know what I'm saying? Because free to play games is gonna be, that's already a method. I talked about this on part one. That's already a method that's in place to where we know it can work. But if they utilize it on the blockchain, it can really work for all of us. So I think Call of Duty has the chance to get it right, because Activision is already on the blockchain. Activision got their own token already. So even if they decide to use a different token or just integrate these NFTs, and the NFTs is going to be camouflage for our guns or our guns itself. These are particular non-fungible tokens. So if you utilize, if they utilize these, you feel what I'm saying? That would be a perfect. Yeah, and I think it'll be next level.
If they got enough pepper in it.
No pepper in the game. I know. Just when people go on there listening to the podcast, they can be like, huh? Where did pepper come from?
Get
it. But yeah. That's my take on the whole, man. Like, the whole blockchain thing and with gaming, man, they go hand in hand, and it's going to happen. I just hope that someone big like Call of Duty can jump on that opportunity, because that can be a game changer if Call of Duty jump in the mix and really, shake things up. So that's my whole take on that. But I'm excited for this new Modern Warfare 2, man. Anything else you pretty you want to speak about for doing the Summer Game Fest? Any particular games that you've seen doing Summer Game Fest you want to speak on before we get on out of here?
I didn't pretty much say that Starfield is just where it's at.
Yeah. So I say for me,
that flight simulator game. Did you see the end of it?
Man, yes. You get this fly around
with the Pelican. Space.
Yes, bro. Yeah,
the Pelican.
Here I come.
I don't even fuck with that flight simulator shit. Oh shit, I can fly the Pelican.
Bro, I fucked with the flight simulator, and when I seen it, I was like, yo, the graphics on this is gorgeous. And you get to fly the freaking space planes.
I'd rather fly planes than Grand Theft Auto.
I just love the graphics of games, man. The graphics is amazing. I can't wait. Oh, yeah.
Graphics, stupid.
I was going to say, my top three, flight simulator, Resident Evil 4. I gotta get a 4, man. Resident Evil 4, Horizon, Motorsports. Shit, yeah, they're my 3 right there. I probably said 4, but they're my 3 right there. Did I say Resident Evil? I gotta mention Resident Evil 4. That's go to Flight Simulator, go to. Horizon go to. Yeah. Them my top ones that really got my attention is like, yo, that's a must right there. I gotta come on here and talk about it, you know? Oh yeah, yeah, of course.
That's Starfield got me hooked.
Oh, Starfield, that's the one. I gotta put Starfield in my 4. So if I'm naming 4, Starfield is my 4. That's my 4th one.
I gotta play that shit.
Yeah, man. I don't
play that. It's a problem.
Hey, you gotta come out of the habit of, man, I gotta beat a game before I try it, man. You gotta just play the game, man. It's too many great games. You ain't gonna be able to keep up, man. You ain't gonna be able to beat all of them in time. Hell, you got shit for Ben West probably like 40, 50 hours long, you know? Starfield is probably 200 hours long. Hell, look how long The Witchers was. And speaking of The Witchers.
Bro, I think it's going to be longer than that, bro. I literally think it's going to be longer than that.
It may be. Because, like, if you get to go from different galaxies and different planets.
That's what I'm saying. And a nigga ain't exploring one full planet in a day. You are not exploring one full planet in a day.
Yo. And you're going to have to look around. Like, yo. And I find myself doing it with open worlds, like Forbidden West, man.
Then it has a story mode to it. So, yeah.
even more doper. Anytime you can throw in a story mode into these great, wonderful open worlds, yo, that's it right there.
What? That's one of the best things about it.
Yeah, the story mode. You got to
interact with the shit.
Yeah. That's what I said, man. Nintendo got to come with it, man. PlayStation drop
stuff. Yeah.
Huh?
Hell yeah. No, I was going to say, that was my big thing about Grand Theft Auto Online. I was like, shit. Y'all need to make everything accessible in Grand Theft Auto if y'all going to do online. Niggas need to be able to get an apartment wherever the fuck they want to get. Like, all that shit.
I think
whatever building they can.
Yeah, and I think GTA is gonna have that capability. And again, you know, games like Call of Duty,
Grand Theft Auto. You know who did it though? They did it in Red Dead Redemption.
Oh yeah, yeah, like, yeah.
It ain't shit you can't walk in. In Red Dead.
Yeah, true. Yeah, they did.
You can walk in whatever the fuck you want in Red Dead Redemption.
But see, what's gonna change the dynamic of it is when they put all of these things on the blockchain, to the fact that where if I build up an apartment, like okay, GTA has real estate. I build up an apartment, I can sell my GTA apartment. You feel what I'm saying? For a particular token or whatever, cash out in USD dollars or whatever currency we pretend, you know, cash out in. But when they utilize this into the crypto and blockchain ecosystem, game changer. Games like Call of Duty, Grand Theft Auto is going to be gained, especially Grand Theft Auto, because it's so much. Hell, you see what Grand Theft Auto 5 has done. It's been out for over 15, 20 years, and it's still selling. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and essentially that's what games is the future of gaming. So it's going to happen. And I feel like if someone like Rockstar, they can do it with Red Dead. You know, you can, let's say if they put up a bunch of land, digital land, some land over here, this land is for Red Dead, this land is for GTA. I think that'd be an amazing idea, and I think it'd be something that'd work out for the whole game.
I feel like that shit might backfire though, because niggas don't know how to act.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And then, but, you know, I mean, and then you know in GTA Online and fucking Red Dead on. So it's like, damn. Get you a nigga with a million, goddamn. Gonna knock him off. You just made me $1 million. You gonna cash that shit in.
Yeah, but so it had to be some type of artificial intelligence all set in place. That's where DAOs and everything come into place. So if you have some type of DAO, some type of DAO set up in a transactional gaming system like ecosystem like this, like GTA, I think it can actually work, especially if it's, you know, corrected by artificial intelligence. So the things that the silly things that mankind can probably do to manipulate the game, you know, it won't work because these laws and these particular structures are set in place. But, you know, that's probably like a futuristic type game. That's also 5 years from now type deal.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. Skynet might fuck us up too. Never know.
Yeah, true. So man, tell them we gonna get ready to bounce out of here, man. This show going on about an hour, man. Tell them where to find you at, man, and tell them what you got popping.
You find me at Twitch at Anonymous, DRACONEMDOMINIS, and YouTube at Talk One to Me, Instagram. Twitch, kill a few bully on the only one, and
I was trying to see that for YouTube, but for the video, for video sake, man. Do we got it? No, a bunch of other stuff come up. Yo, we got it. Don't worry. We gonna get the homie Q at the top of the thing right now. There's a bunch of blah 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 crap popping up.
That come up for me?
When we talk corn to me on YouTube, a bunch of blah 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 crap come up.
What? This ain't you. Me? What
nah. The fuck? A bunch of blah. No worries, man. We gonna get you on. Make you keep on top of attention. Yeah, a bunch of crap come up. But yeah. We gonna bounce out, man. Q, it's good to have you, man. I'm gonna have to get you back in here, man, on a couple more shows, man. We're gonna be playing some league later on today, so you know how we rocking. That's it. And peace out, world. Be sure to follow your boy Mastermind on Twitch and YouTube, Mastermind RGTV. We're going to be in here, man, gaming out and rocking out, having some more fun. Stay tuned for more. Peace.